Blog Talk Radio.
And yet I pressed it early. This has been how my day has been. It's Anita. This is Rambles, and I've just had one of those days. Today's episode is Crazy Carpet Ride because, well, based on the Rambles, I choose stuff and I just ramble on and on about it. I've changed the name of my show. And yeah, thoughts are this weird, crazy, you don't really know where you're going sometimes with a thought. It really reminds me of the movie Aladdin. I'm not sure how many of my listeners have seen the movie Aladdin, but the whole carpet run, yeah. And it's funny because when I started wearing glasses and put them on for the first time, I started hearing a whole new world. See, this is an example of my thoughts. I cannot think in a straight line. I got to the point where I could walk in a straight line, but I can't think in one. And this especially happens when I'm nervous and stressed. I like freak out. And my mind will just, I don't know if it's a female thing or not, and I'm not being sexist, but sometimes your mind just goes, and that's what happens. I started doing meditation almost a year ago, and that has helped some because it forces you to relax and center yourself. It also helps you realize not just because a thought is there, it doesn't mean you have to act on it. I know that sounds very cliche, and I did take a class a couple of years ago. Well, it will be a weekly class. I mean, I've been doing it daily for almost a year. It'll be a year in May. But when I was in Houston, I would sometimes do a Sunday meditation class, and I really enjoyed it because I was sometimes stressed out. I mean, I'm still a different way stressed out, but this was stressed out from corporate job, and I found it on Meetup because someone recommended trying stuff on Meetup, and I did, and I really enjoyed it. The most important, it reinforced the concept of the printer. Again, I know this is sounds like a crazy idea, but hear me out. So basically, the idea is your thoughts are paper coming out of a printer. And the printer goes and goes because it's a way to let you know, hey, you aren't brain dead. It's a function of the brain. Thoughts and like a way to make sure everything's functioning. You don't have to read every paper that comes out of the printer. The printer's just there. It's ambience noise. It's supposed to be going. The minute it stops, well, you're not dead, but you're not alive. I mean, your heart's sort of kind of still going, but nothing else. Like a motor that's just going, and that's not good. And sometimes I've gotten better with meditation. I can now concentrate on the breathing and other, but you can't change almost, I mean, 34 years. I'm still in shock that I turned 34 a few weeks ago, but you can't change 34 years of imprint in a year, or at the time 33, but you can't, it's hard. Because by then, it's embedded. I mean, all of my life experiences have embedded me with these thoughts and having my thought running. You know, I'm so used to it running. And then you could also get into the whole trifecta of being a WOC. So you're automatically thinking of worst case scenario and the awareness and the microaggressions. And it's like, I just want my mind to stop and not be stressed and just relax in the nothingness. But then you're sitting there, and even when you look at your thoughts and your center, and then the thoughts just will pop up. And there's this instinct, especially, and you know, as women, the list. Oh, joy. I've got this to do and this to do. And I had that happen this morning, and then my day just went to crap. Like, okay, I've got to do this, and then I've got to do this. And I even got the time of my show wrong. And logically, I know not being able to concentrate will not help. But I do it because it's embedded. And sometimes I am truly in the moment, and I get so proud of myself. Pride, I realize I'm on the carpet and I free fall. I had that happen today. Well, yeah, because something I thought last night, I was like, yes, everything's in order. And then, boom. And that's the hard thing to get back into it. And, yeah, you hear life has its ups and downs, and you keep, but those ups, and especially with thoughts and stress, they're normal, but it's hard to keep them under control. And you just have to not jump when something's wrong. Don't just sporadically jump. And then also drink a lot of coffee in the morning, so that definitely doesn't help. But after the government job, it was like, coffee or liquor. And as somebody who has had a history of kidney, a lot of problems, and has had surgery, I know I shouldn't, but I do it anyway because it's like this. I rarely drink alcohol. I mean, I seriously rarely drink. I may drink once. And see, this is a prime example. Last time I had a drink was almost a year ago. So, yeah, the key is definitely stress doesn't have. It's very counterintuitive because when you're stressed, you want to do something to stop the stress. And sometimes the best way to stop the stress, in the words of one hit wonder, well, maybe she had two, Rebecca Jordan, title of her 90s album, I think it was 98, Don't Forget to Breathe. The concept of just breathe. And maybe, just maybe, that will help you control the carpet. And, you know, sometimes it does help you control the carpet because it's like, okay, this is the way this carpet should be going. And it helps that little voice of God that's inside of everybody, once you hear it, it's like, oh, okay, now that I'm relaxed, now that I am centered, I can finally listen to the most important person in my life. And that person is myself, because let's face it, I have done a lot of things that looking back, I had to honestly ask myself, was this in my best interest? Sort of sounds like the episode about self-preservation is not selfish, but you know what? Great thing about once you hit your 30s. Sometimes you just have to sit, meditate, relax, and ask that question, and then look back and be like, no. So I have done a lot of, and I will be the first to admit it, I have done some things I'm, magnified, this was not in my best interest. I really should have set my butt in a corner, in the mortal words of what Wendy Williams said about me, sit in a corner, rocking your, and come up with a solution. Don't be frantic. Just going back to a pick, breathe, relax, don't get hyper emotional. And make a conscious decision with the person you love, who should be yourself in mind. It sounds selfish, but you know what? At the end of the day, you got to live with the consequences of your action. That's not the devil. It's you. This is what you are responsible for. So, get a grip on it. And, yeah, I mean, and I know some people are like, meditation's frou-frou and relax and stress, but and it sounds, again, so counterintuitive, but let's face it, running 80 miles an hour into a wall is what you're doing when you're stressing yourself out. You're going to hit the wall. You might as well pump on the brakes before you hit the wall, reverse, and walk away from the wall. That's it. So meditation is walking away from the wall. After a while, it still falls. It's like, okay, at least I did something. But 9 times out of 10, when you learn to relax and meditate and control the carpet, you may not get hit by a plane or a wall. And just be like, you know what? I finally heard this part of myself. This is good. I'm learning to breathe. And it also helps with anxieties. Because I have been to therapy for my anxieties because I don't know how to control it. And that's also part of the reason I'm not sure if you heard my hair episode, but at least if I'm going to be stressed and playing with hair, I'm going to play with the hair I bought. And even after almost a year, I'm still playing in the hair. But baby steps. You cannot change an afterthought. I can't change almost 34 years of a bad habit in a year. Do it day by day. I learn to breathe. And it, after a while, the thoughts calm down. There was this book, What Looks Like Crazy on an Ordinary Day, and the hero told the protagonist, thoughts are like monkeys in the forest jumping from tree to tree. And when you meditate, it slows the monkeys down. Another way to think of it. Just keep it's, and I mean, it's not the easy, it really is not easy to do because you're overstimulated. I mean, even now hosting my show, I'm on the phone, I'm looking at the timer, and I'm thinking about emails I've got to do. That's not helping. It's not helping me give a full show. So, learning to concentrate and not jump on everything. And I think looking back, maybe it's the age thing. I've gotten sort of better because I was way worse in my 20s. Now, something maybe the hardest of is 20s are, as somebody told me, your 20s, they're that time. I mean, you're illegal, but you're still, yeah. So, I don't have the patience to relive my teenage in 20 years. Oh, God, I sound so old. But, yeah, just don't need to be acted on. They're just there letting your mind know. Your mind's just printing the papers. It's doing what it's supposed to make to let you know you're not brain dead. That's it. Say to us, this is the carpet to get on. Other carpets, just let them go because you have finally taken the wheel. And I mean, I'm still wondering, how do you put a wheel on a carpet? But anyway, crazy carpet ride thought. Control the wheel of breathe and just, that's the hardest thing. But once you meditate and finally get it right, and that's something I will eventually get, well, maybe not master, but have a better handle on, relax. Stress will go down. The meditation will help, and you do it. Speaking of, my co-host is seeming really relaxed. He is not, I shouldn't have what I said, but he's not barking. I noticed, I'm so proud of him. Yes, I still think he should run. I just got the 90-second mark. I still think my co-host should run in 2020. He's healthy. He has nice hair. The U.S. Constitution does not say human years. I'm just going to leave it at that. Still got my hair in. Started writing a book. And still doing my soaps. And I've gotten so much better. I've narrowed it down. And I feel very proud of myself for getting the pack. For getting the packaging better. At least, well, I still haven't got the day-to-day packaging. But the holiday packaging. So I'm like, yay. But anyway, this has been Rambles. I apologize for starting a few seconds later than expected. And thank you for allowing me to make it to 51 episodes, because that is a major achievement and really proud of it. So the next show will actually be the day after April Fool's Day. I have no idea what the topic will be, but hopefully I will be more organized with the topic. This is Rambles. I'm Anita. See you on the 2nd. Okay. Bye.